This is Andrew Phipps, and I'm so happy that you have joined us for our Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom program today. It is literally crammed full of various segments that you are thoroughly going to enjoy. You'll be inspired, educated, and I think you'll enjoy the entire program. Let's go to the sanctuary of the Liberty Baptist Church. I want you to take your Bibles today and turn to the Psalm 137. And our message today, I gave Miss Ruth the title to it, I think. I believe it said something to the effect, "It is as it is, let's get over it." In Psalm 137, you might stand as we honor the Lord's word. Show respect to the word of God. The Bible said, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion." Verse 4, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Our Lord, help us to be at our best for you today. In Jesus' name we pray and amen. I may be a little bit on the dumb side, but I'm not quite there yet. Oh, let me tell you something. We've got to get on with our responsibility. You have a responsibility to teach your children. And if you don't teach them, the world will. Oh, yes, they will. If you don't tell them about the love of God, the love of Christ, somebody else will. You can't send our kids to these sordid schools, these teacher union-run schools that are wanting to teach wokeism and cancel culture, teach little children that they can have mutilated bodies by transsexual things. I got a bad post the other day. See, I get a lot of bad posts when I post things. Very few people say that's a wonderful thing. One lady said, "I thought you were a pretty good preacher." I guess my point is, the man of God has got to have a backbone like a cross tie. Somebody say amen right there. You can't be the salt of the world, get this, and sugarcoat the Bible. I won't say that one again. Some of you didn't get it. You can't be the salt of the world and sugarcoat it. The Bible said ye must be born again. There's no two ways to heaven. Every one of us deserve eternal torment. But for the love of God, Jesus Christ went to an old rugged cross. There in his own body, bore in his body our shame. And by that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Woo! Make me want to shout a little bit. One day, you've already gotten this if you're at Liberty Baptist Church. One day, the Lord Jesus Christ stood before God as Ron Piercy. Yes, sir. So that one day Ron Piercy could stand before God as Jesus Christ. Yes, the doctrine of imputation. Jesus took your place. See, you may be doing all you can do, and you may say, "Andrew, you're not jumping on." No, I'm not jumping on anybody. I'm jumping as best I can on the devil and what he's doing. The devil's going to discourage us. I'm going to ask a question. I'm bad about asking questions. I shouldn't. Our children, our grandchildren, what's the probability that my grandchildren will continue with what we're doing right here? What would you guess? In 5 years, will they be more active, less active, about the same? Or are they likely to ever visit a church house? What's the probability that they'll be saved? I'm talking about being born again. Let me Do I have permission to say this? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You can't become a Christian and live like the devil. There's something on the inside of you that says that's not right. And you'll want to make it right. Amen. Like I said, nothing in my flesh is worth anything. And I'll tell you something else. If we're going to do much praising to the Lord, we got to be willing to embarrass the flesh. Somebody said, oh, I couldn't go to church. You'd never see me with a hand up. Somebody, as I said recently, saw them at the ball game. Said they squeezed the hot dog right out of the bun. Why is it that we get so shy in the church house? And we say, oh man, somebody would think I've lost it. They already do. See, I think we've got, the Bible said in Joshua, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. We've got to get on to it. We can't let our past memories be the only thing we remember. When I remember some of our good friends, the pastors that my friends here would know, wonderful people, I love them, already in heaven. But they're not here, Brother Dave. Claude Smith, not here. He's in a far better land. Brother Dave posted a picture of his mother the other day on his birthday, and I thought about how she liked to needle me so much. I told her one time, I said, Pee Wee, I was looking good on TV, wasn't you? She said, no, you wasn't. She had a way of telling it just like it is. But you see, we need to get on with it. Somebody said, well, what can we do? We can sing the Lord's song. You know why we can sing it? The song they could not sing. And Rodney Griffin said, sing anyway, right? I can kind of remember my mother. My mother was a shy person, Miss Michelle. She really was. Those of you who remember Mom, she was shy and she wouldn't say a lot. My dad talked all the time. And I think I took after my mother's people. But anyway, they said, sing the Lord's song. I can kind of hear Mom just a little bit in the back. She'd sing just a little. I don't know how good a singer she was. But she said that she got saved when she was 18 years of age. I'll take that with me to the grave. Miss Sue, I'll take it to the grave. I've got some people waiting on the other side. I feel like we're in exile right now. I feel like that Babylon has got us. This world system has overtaken us. Good is no longer good. They'll make fun of the Christ of the Bible. They'll make fun and have sarcasm against the Church of Christ. And they'll say, why don't you sing a little bit? We're sad, Brother O. How are we going to sing? But every once in a while it would be good to take the harp. Just take the harp down, Brother Jack, and sing, who can cheer the heart like Jesus by his presence all divine? True and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call him mine. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Amen. Jack, you've got a great heritage. We all do. But the lines are falling in the street. What are we going to do? How long do we just sit here and pine? I've almost gotten to the point where I'm about ready to quit talking so much about the sins of the nation and start talking about how you and I are going to do something about it. Tell you what I'm going to try to do. I'd like to pray more. Brother Jack brought it to my attention today, and I felt like I should confess it. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just don't pray enough. But we've got prayer warriors, ladies, men of this church that pray. I'll tell you something else. Sometimes I feel like I don't study enough. I worked on this message yesterday. I've never been more excited, Brother O, to preach a message than this one right here. I sat down last night with my notebook, and I wanted to take a few notes. See, God had already said, I'm bringing you out after the 70 years. Be not dismayed. God is not shaking his head in heaven. He knows the outcome perfectly. He's not forgotten one of his children. Somebody say amen right there. Hallelujah. Love of Christ so freely given. Grace of God beyond degree. Mercy than the higher heaven. Deeper than the deepest sea. Every need his hand supplying. Every good in him I see. Only strength divine relying. He is all in all to me. By the crystal river, flowing river, with the ransom, I will sing and forever praise and glorify the King. Charlie Daniels said the devil went down to Georgia, and he did last week. And we're not going to see the ramifications. Most people will not see it, but you will in a few years. You'll see it. I suspect, and I'm through, I suspect that the church will probably go underground or will be brought under subjection. Let me say this in closing remarks. I just came from the First Baptist Church of Dover, New York. It's 266 years old. They sent delegates to the Danbury, Connecticut Association. They asked President Jefferson if he would do something to help them because they were being persecuted for their beliefs, requiring preachers to get a license. And he wrote back that famous letter, January the 1st of 1801, about a separation of church and state. But the historians today don't tell you the church requested it. They wanted protection. And you say, Andrew, you've drawn a bleak picture. Maybe I have. But I know one thing. It is what it is. Now we need to deal with it. And we've got to deal with it individually. We got to do with our families what we can. I sent my grandson a note. I said, I'd like to see you tomorrow. I said, you know nobody loves you more than your papa does. I hope you'll pray. We've got a grandson that I love. I'd go through fire. He'll not hear this, but he needs to be in church. Somebody in your vicinity, somebody in your family, somebody that you know, if you have a lost loved one, what's the chance within 5 years or 10 that they're more likely to know the Lord?
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you'll enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
This song.
God's amazing grace sent down from heaven rescued me from death and from shame.
So sweet just to know I have Jesus with me. He will keep me from sin and from strife. He delivered me from condemnation. I have eternal life. Woo!
Now I know that He is mine, and I'm His forever. He is leading me along life's way. He'll be holding to my
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
Evolution theory is true, how would you answer the four great questions of life? Who am I, and what am I worth? Well, if evolution is true, you're nothing important. You're just a piece of protoplasm that washed up on the beach. You're not worth a thing. Actually, you're part of the problem, you see, because you are one of the polluters of the environment. And the more of you we can get rid of, the better. Where did I come from? Well, if evolution is true, you came from a cosmic burp about 20 billion years ago. Why am I here? What's the purpose of life? Well, if evolution is true, there's no purpose to life, so you might as well have fun. If it feels good, do it. Where am I going when I die? Well, if evolution is true, you're going to the grave and you're going to get recycled into a worm or a plant. But see, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, if that's true, that puts a whole different set of answers to those questions. That means we better try to figure out who God is and find out what He wants and do what He says, because He created this place, which means He owns it, which means He makes the rules.
People are shocked at the footage displaying physical fitness standards in 1950s American high schools, as it provides a stark contrast to the current state of physical education in many schools today. The images of students engaging in calisthenics, obstacle courses, and team sports highlight a time when physical fitness and overall health were emphasized as crucial components of education. In contrast, modern-day physical education programs often struggle to strike a balance between academics and physical activity, leading to concerns about the health and well-being of today's youth. Considering now, 42.4% of Americans are obese, this footage is particularly shocking and leads people wondering what went wrong. Many blame technology and the rise of more sedentary lifestyles, as well as an overall culture shift away from the values of the 50s. One thing's for sure, many agree we should work towards getting back to these standards for the health of modern Americans, but whether we ever will is up in the air.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success and many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, it's always a struggle, but by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. I don't like to ask for anything, really. You've been so kind, but if you would include us in your giving and thinking of our program, we think it's very critical. We'll thank you in advance for anything that you can do for Faith, Family, and Freedom. What a program we have had had today. It seems like that every program gets better and better thanks to you for helping us to tell others about it. We have had a program today that has just really been packed with good material. I look forward to seeing you again, but until then, have a great day.